Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Spirit of Christmas.
Who better to bring you a holiday Christmas carol with true holiday spirit than the guys that brought you a Tootsie Roll?
Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
I didn't realize this.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great song. What is this called, in case our listeners
want it? This is What You Want for Christmas by K-Nock, Quad City DJs, and the 69 Boys. Let me see you Tootsie Roll.
Really classy. It's a good
jam.
I love it.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. This is so exciting. This is our big Christmas episode. I can't fucking wait, man.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, let's play the song for my dad tomorrow. You want to, when he comes over?
Let's play it while we're just, you know, chopping up some hors d'oeuvres, some appetizers.
Yeah.
Hey, we just want to put you in the spirit of the celebration today. He would say, the fuck is
so great. Man, what a lot of money. All right, that's what it's about. Come on. Oh, so good. I don't want to talk over it. It's so good.
It's really good. It's really, really good. We really appreciate
how long is that fucking song? That's like a 10
that's
minute.
That's 4.5 minutes.
Oh, it feels longer.
Yeah, it's not.
It's an eternity with the 69 Boys.
They always do it right. You know what I'm saying?
What you gonna get, huh?
For Christmas.
Come on. To the right,
they did this too.
To the back.
Come on now. Dip, baby, dip. That's the remix. Oh, yeah.
Here we go. To the front.
Slide. Hey, man. We need to do a Christmas song, man. To the left, to the right,
to the front, to the front. Now where? Where'd he go?
Come on now.
Wow. Oh, sorry.
Let me see the Tootsie Roll.
What is the Tootsie Roll?
You don't know what the Tootsie Roll is?
I vaguely remember. Like, is it? Is it the percolator? Is it the same as the percolator?
It's time for the percolator. No. Everybody, you know, they had to get their own. The thing is, if making one of these, there's actually like hundreds of these.
Right.
These like these hook dance themes, because all they wanted to do was just, it's like throwing it against the wall. You made these to see that, like, if DJs picked it up and if it could find its way in the club, you know that one song would make you millions of dollars.
Right, you know, like Soulja Boy or whatever, like these anthem type things.
Well, yeah, an anthem, right, with like the hook, but it has to be like, especially if you give it a move, you know.
Right.
Yeah, like Superman, that hoe. Yeah. So Tootsie Roll was a big one. I'm trying to think of the big, I'm drawing a blank right now on the, but when you name it and it has, and you can get it into the clubs, you get DJs play on the radio.
Like Lean Back. Lean back.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Do the Rockaways.
They don't give a fuck about anything other than, can we attach a move to this?
Right.
And can the song get airplay in the clubs?
Right.
If it does, you know that, like, you can make 20 of these and just put them all out there and just hope that one of them takes off, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they would. So Tootsie Roll.
Soulja Boy, damn you, that one.
Yeah.
No, say you.
I'm trying to think of like the 90s ones though.
Yeah.
This is
Well, Two Live Crew had a bunch, didn't they have?
I don't know if they had quite
the, but nothing with like a dance move.
Yeah, right? They weren't really into that. They were just into eating ass and pussy and fucking all the time.
Yeah.
It was a nice Christmas theme.
Right.
Album that they came out with too.
The Birth of Baby Jesus, sing it now.
Put your eyes in the air.
Come on, baby Jesus. Let me see your dick, baby Jesus.
What is like the...
Of the 90s, the big one?
Yeah. I'm trying to... why am I... I can't...
Dude, I was not... I wasn't paying attention to that.
Yeah. I know.
The Percolator. I do remember that. It's time for the Percolator. It's time for the Percolator. Right? That's a legit thing. All right. When you're looking up, I'll do dates. Guys... Hello, New Year's Eve is just around the corner, and do you live in Washington, D.C.? If not, get in your car, drive across the country, come see Tom Segura and I perform at the D.C. Improv all week, December 27th through 31st. We're going to do a special New Year's Eve show. And then, hey, do you live in Anchorage, Alaska? Guess what? I'm coming there. I can't believe I'm going to Alaska in January, but I am, and I've got my North Face parka and... a face mask ready. January, I think, 17th and 18th at the Platinum Jacks Club in Anchorage, Alaska. And then January 29th through February 1st, Kansas City Improv, Kansas, Missouri. But before that, the Jeans Machine and I are coming back to the Ice House in Pasadena to do the podcast live January 25th in the side room. 8 o'clock show. We're doing the podcast live again. It was such a huge success. We sold out that small room. Come back. Let's do it again. We've got so many treats planned for you. It's gonna be ridiculous.
Oh my God, you guys.
It's a magic.
You guys, seriously. Seriously.
Seriously.
Seriously. That's what Christmas is all about.
Come over here and shit on my tits.
It's gonna be great. We're gonna be rocking and rolling. Love the Ice House. Please come out there. I have an interesting date that came up. I'm going to Phoenix with Joe Rogan on January 10th and 11th, and Tony Hinchcliffe, I believe, is doing it too. So I'm going to be doing like opening sets. I'm actually going back the next weekend to the same exact club to headline the show. I'm bringing our good friend, Matt Fultron, is coming with.
Oh, a.k.a. the concierge.
The concierge, your baby's father. He's coming. That's January 16th through 19th. So if you're in Phoenix, you want to see me headline the show, it's at Stand Up Live. It's January 16th through 19th.
That's a great club. Stand Up Live's great.
Yes.
What a wonderful time you will have there.
So if you come to Rogan's show, I will do different sets, Rogan's show versus the following weekend when I'm headlining, but that's just letting you know. January 25th, of course, live in Pasadena. Just the podcast,
yeah,
absolutely.
So you guys know.
And then a few weeks later, February 6, 7, and 8, Helium in Portland. So Portland, Oregon, it's going down. Please come out and see me. I love Portland.
The Jeans of the 90s is alive in Portland.
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 That song is the shit.
That's a great song.
Their opening track?
Yeah, it's called Washed Out.
I bought it.
Oh, you did?
I bought it. I couldn't help myself.
I watched the third season on Netflix of Portlandia. It's so good. It's so silly. I'm not really a sketch comedy person, but mm-hmm. I love those two. Carrie and what's his name? Alfred Armisen. Oh, yeah.
Fred Armisen. How good is this song? I love this song.
So good.
I never associate it with a comedy, too.
No, that's
but I
why
like
it's great.
When it's ill, like when yeah. they're not like, you know, what you think the song should be for the show.
Yeah, it fits. This makes you want to do a lot of heroin.
Yeah, exactly. And then.
Let's stay up all night and do heroin and watch the sun come up. What do you say? For Christmas.
It sounds okay?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Just bathe in heroin.
I know. But let's go gambling all night.
Gambling, yeah. Heroin. And then a warm bath.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's go to Vegas. Mm. Let's stay in a nice suite.
Yeah. And do drugs.
Yeah.
That's why I married you.
Merry Christmas.
You like drugs the way I do. All right.
That's
please.
A good song. Today, I was going to say, this episode is a copyright infringement.
We threw it out the window on this one.
It's Christmas, okay? If they're going to get us,
I do a lot of fucking favors for you, don't I? Let's.
Oh, I'm sorry. I intersnupted.
No, that's fine.
I interfupted what you were going to say. What
it's
were you
going
to say?
I want to say thank you to everybody that has, since we have mentioned it, purchased something from our store. I apologize also for, there was a few people that, you know, we kind of restructured our shipping plan here because it got too crazy for us. And a couple of people that ordered shirts for Christmas didn't get them on time.
Oh,
yeah, and I feel really badly about
shit.
It. We really do feel badly about
that. I know,
that.
It's so, not, listen, we're human, we fuck up, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a couple of you that that emailed, and I wrote back, or had the people that I'm working with, we're working with, write back to try to offer you something else. So I really feel badly about that. But what we wanted to tell you is also just thank you for supporting the show and for trying to help us get to this, our goal of upgrading our studio to another level. Here's something. Bonus episode 4 is now up. It's up on CD Baby and it's up on iTunes. I've put in the request to change the price to anybody that's ever gotten the bonus episodes. We thank you. I hope you know we want them to be $1.99. So,
yeah, we don't intend on charging you $9.99.
Yes.
It's just now, what iTunes does every single time. It's like a default price, and then we have to go back and like haggle
which we
with
do.
Them.
And, they
and
come
we do,
up.
And it's a process. But also, guys, if you don't listen to iTunes, I understand a lot of you don't have iTunes, go to CD Baby, and you can get it there without having to deal with
and there
iTunes.
It's one. And here's something I have to point out, though. Some other people have written in, said they like to buy their music, let's say, at Amazon. And they
right.
go, on Amazon, the price is $8.99 or $9.99. Here's what I found out. We can only control the price on CD Baby and iTunes. Oh. Everywhere else, we're not in control of the price.
That sucks.
What that means, though, is if you are an iTunes person, it will be the correct price, hopefully by the time you hear this. Mm. If you're not, if you'll consider trying CD Baby out to download this, it's a huge help. Again, if some of you who have never considered getting it before get it, it's $2. Of course, the reason we're doing this is because, you know, we're trying to create some type of revenue from the show that allows the show to better itself. So
that's
why we're doing it.
Well, and specifically so that you guys can see us. Like we want to have this be video capability. And with that, we need cameras. We need to hook it up to software. We also have to upgrade. We need like a new board for that. Isn't that right, Jeans?
We need the software that comes with, you know, some like a control panel.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to upgrade the audio with the video. So
Yeah.
That's what our goal is. And thank you if you've donated, if you purchased something, anything at all, we really do appreciate it. And anybody that hasn't, we highly encourage you.
Oh, and also on CD Baby, guys, what formats is it downloadable in, Jeans? It's like an MP3, yeah?
Yeah, it's like buying a song or an album. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, so it's an MP3 on CD Baby, and then you don't have to deal with those fuck faces. And thank you guys for coming out to see us live and supporting us. I had so many mommies in Atlanta this last week, and it really, really makes my week when I know you guys come out. So thank you for doing that,
of
as always.
Of course. ATL's where it goes down.
Hey, I think I can hear football playing in the living room.
Okay.
Let me go turn that down, yeah? Because it's going to interfere with our...
Okay, football's important.
Or I could just close the door.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on. Let me close that
door. FIFO thinks you're leaving. FIFO just got up. He's like, wherever she goes, I go.
I'm so panicked that I'm going to leave. I'm going to take you back to the shelter. I'm going to drop you off at the dog pound.
Don't take him to the shelter.
Do you think every time we leave, he thinks that we're taking him back to the shelter?
Pretty much, yes.
He's got one paw up like, we gave you a bath today, buddy.
All right, let's do this.
Get a Christmas bath. Oh, let's I can't. This show. Is going to be the best episode of
this
all
awesome.
Times.
Let's we got go. A lot of good stuff for you
so
on this one.
So much good shit.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Christmas episode begins now.
You know what really bothers me now is the whole happy holidays thing. I don't know when that stopped that we could
That's
say.
Another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a
now that, you know, I make a point. People are telling me happy holidays and I tell them Merry Christmas.
Of course.
I do.
So do I.
Everybody was telling me happy holidays. I say Merry Christmas. Well, I am, after all, I celebrate Christmas tomorrow, not fucking holidays. Holidays when I go in Cancun or someplace, right?
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Sitting here thinking I have been doing you wrong, Facebook. I should have shared my gift with you a long time ago. And that's what I'm going to do on today. Song has been on my heart and I want to share it with you. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Thank you, Lord. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Ha! We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy, oh, hallelujah, a Happy New Year. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, kandiyarabashe, kandarabashodaba. Hallelujah.
That's not how that song goes.
Boy, Fifi really feels that, huh?
Auntie Fifi, thank you for that Merry Christmas wish.
That's from deep down inside. She really sang the shit out of that song.
Does she ever not sing the shit out of a song?
That's what I love about Fifi. She really commits to everything she does. She feels the Holy Spirit. Yeah. The Christmas is in her heart.
Yes, yeah.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So I spoke to my dad earlier today in the show, and
oh my God.
You know, one thing I know about my dad is not too fond of the holidays.
Also doesn't pull punches.
Doesn't really like to hold back. So I figured I would call him because I knew he had a lot to say on this time of year. Mm-hmm. He's not a huge fan of consumerism or of the holidays in general. So
yeah, it was...
That was neat to hear his opinions. It was neat to get them recorded finally because like, I feel like I've been hearing this my whole life. And you know when it sounds normal to you?
Yeah.
And then you're like, maybe I should record this. I have a feeling other people will enjoy hearing this.
Oh, I think a lot of people are going to enjoy. You started off here talking about cable TV
right.
and paying for that. So
right.
I guess we can get right into it.
Sure. Merry Christmas.
Definitely sounds like he's not a fan of paying for cable is what I'm picking up. Here
okay,
we go.
Okay, well, let's see what he says.
Let's see what he says. Yeah.
Not sure where he stands on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Why pay for everything? You know, and I also want to get Apple TV because you don't have to. It's like not free, but it's way cheaper than cable.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of it?
What I do now that I moved into this apartment, I have that antenna for the a cable.
Yeah.
I have some Radio Shack for $30.
Mm-hmm.
And I get 77 channels. And I also have a website where you can get almost every channel, TV channel, on the world.
No shit.
For $50 a year.
What?
I can show it to you tomorrow. I can bring it over.
Yeah, show me. Show me. I want to do that. Because we pay too much for cable TV. I think it's a total fucking rip. And we mostly...
It is, because you're watching nothing but fucking commercials all the time.
Oh, it's the worst. And the shows are so stupid, too. It's so hard.
It's disgusting, that whole thing. It's just absolutely... She was asking, why don't you get a cable? I said, because I hate to watch commercials.
Oh.
All my, basically my life away watching fucking commercials. There's no way.
Oh, it makes me want to blow my brains out.
Oh.
Is there even a show you like right now? Like, what do you even watch?
Can I stop you real quick?
Yeah.
You guys are definitely cut from the same cloth because...
Yeah.
You fucking freak out I don't know how, if you have any idea what your reaction is normally when commercials come on.
I hate it.
No, I know. I've picked up on that part. But your reaction to commercials, I'm like, dude, I feel like commercials owe you an apology. Like they did something to you.
Yeah. I mean, I well, if you listen to what my dad's opinions are, I have a feeling I inherited some of them.
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's business. I understand. But don't, when cable TV started, they said, okay, here is cable TV. You pay $20 a month, so you don't have to watch commercials.
Yeah.
That's how it started. And now it's like nothing but commercials. It's ridiculous.
Oh, and they fuck you on Sirius XM radio, too. I thought because I pay for it, I don't have to hear commercials.
Right.
But then I have to hear fucking commercials still.
Right.
It's the worst.
So I just go around it. I like I said, I can watch any. You can connect you can do two things. If you're able to download the program on your TV, if you're an internet TV, then you can download it because they're smart too. They don't let you download things. But on a regular computer, you can download.
This is so much insight into how your brain works.
Really?
It's like, you're like, go around shit. Like, you don't have to deal with the man.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to pay full price.
Yeah.
It's all, he is just speaking with a heavier accent of the same shit I hear you say all the time.
Dude.
Now I'm like, oh my God.
Well, yeah, this is classic Eastern Bloc thinking. Like, dude, immigrants don't want to pay for shit. There's always a workaround, especially with Hungarians. There's always a workaround.
Yeah.
This is a very cultural thing, dude.
This is like stepping into Christina's
mind. Well, because, fucking no way, dude. You're not supposed to pay full price. You're not supposed to do it the right way.
Okay.
Nice.
Best program. And then you just plug it into your TV and watch HD everything. It's just any channel.
It's great.
Any on the world. Anything from Afghanistan to goddamn, I don't know where. So it's really something. Local channels, everything.
Do you watch Hungarian TV? Are you watching Dunaj?
No, it's just, it depresses me. I don't want to watch this shit.
Why? What do they
it's
show?
It's depressing. And they always, there's just nothing but politics. They only talk about politics. So I don't want to watch this shit.
Yeah, it's fucking boring.
But I'll show you tomorrow all these things. You can get around this cable TV thing. That's why I bought that the internet TV a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
about 3-4 years ago. So I cannot watch regular TV. It's either kill myself than watch the fucking internet. I just one commercial after the other. I mean, I can't stand this shit.
What's your least favorite part about television?
The commercials, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, they undermine, they think you're because you're watching the same commercial 25 times in 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, then you're going to go out and run and buy the product. And I'm the opposite. I refuse to get anything that I see advertised on the TV. I'm not buying anything. I rather don't eat or buy anything. Fuck them.
Yeah, I agree. Fuck them.
They just totally underestimate my intelligence. They just try to brainwash me into this thing.
Yeah, right? Like the communists, huh?
Same thing. They brainwash you. Yeah, fuckers. Anyway.
Holy shit. He is so like... He's standing up to the man. He's not having
it.
I like it. He's sticking it to him.
Can I tell you, my father, I feel like he was born in the wrong era almost. I feel like he could have, if he was born in a different part of the world at a different time, he would have been like an activist or something. Like he's so punk rock, he's so DIY. That's why I love that so much.
A personal vendetta against anyone that advertises to him.
Right.
Whatever you do, fuck them. I'm not going to fucking buy your product. I'd rather not eat.
Yeah, it's the resistance. I love it.
Yeah.
He gets angry at it. But I feel
That's
the same way.
All his upbringing though, to be like, because all it is, you know, like capitalism, the advertising that involved, it's dressed up brainwashing. In other words, you know, the brainwashing that he's used to that
propaganda.
Is like, that propaganda is, you know, it's evil in its intent and origin. This is, you could argue, is too. It's just to get you to buy something.
Well, yes, because the propaganda of consumerism is we tear you down and then we offer a solution, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're too fat, you're too old, you're too wrinkled. Yeah. But if you buy this skin cream, it's going to solve all your problems.
Or this car.
You want to get laid? Well, guess what? I can get you laid in this car.
Look at the people in this commercial. Look how good looking they are.
Yeah. So
don't you wish you were better good looking?
It's going to solve all your problems. Yeah. No, he knows. This is rooted in the old country and the propaganda thing.
I never
thought of it that way. That's interesting. Absolutely. I'm just so used to hearing this my whole life. I've just always assumed that you know when you just assume your parents are right about stuff?
Yeah.
But I feel like he kind of is, dude. Like, this stuff, he's kind
of... Oh, I think he's right. I mean, first of all, who the fuck likes commercials? You can go fuck yourself if you like commercials. But, you know...
Except, of course, for stamps.com.
Yeah, that's
and Amazon.
Fantastic.
Click on the banner on our website.
Yeah, all the stuff we read is different. We're here to help you.
Yeah, come on, guys. Well, we're sticking it to the post office, man. How about that?
You know, we told everybody what we wanted to get. We didn't tell them where to get it. You got to go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. That's where you got to get it.
www.
Yeah, or www.cdbaby.com. All right, now we got that out of the way, the ads and whatnot, and that conversation. Now let's change it up. Let's pull your dad's holiday spirit into the mix here. Ready?
Yeah.
So I try to be there tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
No worries, no pressure. I just threw out that time. Yeah, I just went to Trader Joe's to go buy stuff, and I thought, oh, maybe I'll go next door and I'll get some Christmas presents. And then I thought, what the fuck am I buying gifts for? Like, I feel like the pressure for Christmas is you have to buy something for everybody. I don't fucking want to buy stuff for people. Why do I have to buy stuff? You know, I feel like
you don't have to.
Yeah, it's
just the funniest shit. It's the same as the commercials. All shit. You buy the shit that nobody's going to use. They throw it away. The kids ruin it in a day. You have to throw them away if you have a kid. Everything is a Christmas special. Everything is Christmas. Buy. I refuse to buy. No way.
Your dad is exact, like, who, like, who American consumer companies absolutely would pay for him to go away. Like, he's exactly the voice they don't want anybody to hear.
I know.
This is all bullshit. Stop buying shit.
It's so great.
Nobody wants the shit that you give them. They throw it away and ruin it.
My dad needs his own show, like a podcast where he can tell you how to live your life.
Yeah.
I think he's right. Yeah, me too, right? It's such a rip.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Because with the money, at least, you can do something what you like, right? You can buy something, anything. But when you force into a situation that you have to buy, you people fighting for parking spots and everything, and they are just to get into the mall. You cannot even get into the mall. You're stupid idiots, instead of buying things online, you can even buy something today and it's going to be here by tomorrow.
Of course.
But the stupid idiots, they go to the mall.
Oh, I can't. I won't even step foot. I would rather get kidnapped by the Taliban than go to the shopping mall right now.
Me too.
I fucking hate it.
I'd rather go to Siberia than a fucking shopping mall.
My iPhone had a glitch on it, and I made the mistake of going to the Mac store on the day that the brand new iPhone came out. Just coincidentally, and the line was around the corner. I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'd rather have a broken phone than wait for this.
Right.
They go, oh, yeah, we'll call your name in 3 hours. I said, fuck this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I walked out. I said, fuck it. And I'm not even in.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Fucking idiots.
Stupid as shit.
Where was I? I was somewhere that, oh, yeah, I called, who did I call? A famous company, something. I don't know, some big company. And I told them, you know what? I was on a phone waiting for 1 hour to get through. PayPal. That was a problem. About an hour and a half until they picked up the phone, okay? And meanwhile, I had to listen to the fucking obnoxious music and stupid things. And so I Panda.com edition. I told the guy, listen, you guys should tell your bosses or someone to hire more people. It is totally ridiculous. I mean, you have to wait an hour and a half to get through somewhere. He was laughing. So, yeah, you're right about that. So I know it's not his fault that he's not picking up the phone. It's just people that try to save on personnel or money. This way. Oh, it's a disgusting. So many things are disgusting in me nowadays. I think it's because I'm getting older, but it's not. It's just...
It's not because he's getting older. You know why? Because you're the same fucking way.
The same awful...
You have the same...
Perspective.
Exact perspective. And the same thoughts. All his thoughts are familiar to me. Everything he's saying, I'm like, yep, I hear your daughter say that all the time.
You know what's really making me laugh is... my second mom, my stepmom, who I don't have anymore, she used to get so mad at him because my dad likes to go off on these tirades, which is why I recorded it. Because this is me just egging him on. Like,
of course, great job leading him too. It almost like there was one time when you said something where he was like, I almost felt like he was like, "Are you like leading me? Like,
are you right? Oh, right."
No, he wasn't like. I don't think he was suspicious. He was just like, "This is something I would like to talk about."
He was happy to go there.
Yes.
Yeah. But I remember my stepmom used to get so mad at him because he just goes off on these tirades. Like,
and she'd be like, "What? You're negative, Nelly?"
Yeah, like more like, "Oh, stop being so negative." And it's like, no, it's not negative. To me, this is kind of like, this is just how stuff is.
Now it makes sense because I think of you as like, I'm like, oh my God, with your negativity, you go on these tirades too.
Well, yeah, because I get fired up because I see what's wrong with the world and I'm like, why does no one else see how wrong this is?
Hence why you're a comedian.
Right. See, my dad,
he should be a comic.
I love him so much, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So PayPal, he was online with PayPal.
Telling them, yeah. He told them you should get more people hired.
Of course, yeah.
It's just... It really does. A lot of things don't make sense. So it's just crazy, that whole fucking life with him.
What else? What else bothers you? What do you mean? I mean, Christmas is a fucking bullshit, obviously.
There's a lot of bullshit going on. A lot of bullshit with this fucking Obamacare and the fucking everything. I mean, everything is kind of going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that there was ever a time where things were honest, though? I feel like it's always been lies. Like, wasn't Reagan...
Maybe we... You know what? Maybe it was always like that.
Reagan?
Reagan was full of shit, too.
Right.
Iran-Contra... No, because my father loved Reagan.
Oh, really?
And so I kind of was trying to get there, like, well, don't... Looking back now, Reagan was full of shit, too.
Yeah, of course.
Was there ever a good time? Everyone thinks that the past is better than the present for some reason.
Right.
But is it just that...
You had less access to shit too.
Yeah,
you know? You didn't know how full of shit somebody was,
right,
when Kennedy was in office.
Well, plus you only know in retrospect, like time right. tells.
Right, or when classified happened. Stuff
yes.
becomes declassified.
Right, right.
Like, oh wow, we were assholes then too.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know it. Because now with communication, anything happens in the next second, they know it to the other end of the world.
Yeah.
So we didn't know that time. That time a war broke out, a major war. You didn't know until about 2 weeks later or whatever, a week later in the newspaper. Now it's instant. It's like the information is just showered on you. Anywhere you go, there's information. Anywhere you look, it's information. It's there's information coming out of my ass. It's just a never-ending... it's just...
There's information coming out of your dad's ass.
Do you think a lot of dads talk to their daughters like this? Like, I've heard this since I was a very small girl. Like, is this... Does Top Dog talk to your sisters?
No.
Like this? This is not... Yeah.
No. Hysterical, though.
Pretty disturbing. Yeah. I don't want to know all that information. No. I really don't.
You know what really bothers me now is the whole happy holidays thing.
Good job.
I don't know when that...
Good job,
James. I open the trap,
yep,
and I let him
see if he walks in.
It.
Yeah.
That stop that we can...
That's
see.
Another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a...
Now that, you know, I make a point. People telling me happy holidays, and I tell them Merry Christmas.
Of course.
I do.
So do I.
Everybody who's telling me happy holidays, I say Merry Christmas. Well, I am... I am, after all, I celebrate Christmas tomorrow, not fucking holidays. Holidays when I go in Cancun or someplace, right?
Right, the holiday is what the British call the vacation. It's not Christmas.
Yeah, so what I do is I just tell them right back, Merry Christmas. I don't care if it has a yarmulke on or whatever. I don't care. This is Christmas. It's not like when it's, I don't know, what else you say happy, but maybe Easter, happy Easter, right?
Yeah.
They don't say happy holidays, but the next thing you know, that's what's going to happen again with that too. Happy Hanukkah. They can say happy Hanukkah, but you cannot say happy, you don't say happy holidays. Everybody knows, oh, it's a happy Hanukkah. Fuck that. This is so disturbing. I'm telling you, this political correctness bullshit is really getting to them. As soon as I said I'm a redneck, I said, fuck, I'm not a redneck. I'm just saying the truth.
Amen.
To the men.
Yeah.
Merry
Christmas, guys.
That part about happy holidays and Merry Christmas was so familiar to me that when we were editing this down, I said, I think I know somebody who may have the same opinion.
What?
Why don't we see what somebody else that we know said about that?
I wanted to tell you, more than anything, I just wanted to tell you happy holidays.
I hate happy holidays. It's Merry Christmas. I can't stand happy holidays.
Why is that?
Because it's Christmas is the reason we're taking time off.
So what do you say to people when they say happy holidays to you?
I say Merry Christmas.
Do you make a point of saying that to them?
Absolutely.
You're the best, Dad.
Yep, because, well, this business, you might offend someone if they're, they may not be, they could be offended because
they don't.
Christmas. Well, you know what? Deal with it. Oh, shit, okay? It's Christmas.
I love it.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know what's so interesting is that our fathers have only spoken to each other a handful of times.
Yeah.
They have no idea how similar they actually are.
The verbatim. And then I lead him further down. I do think this. I think it's a little like we go out of our way, and we should, to, say the appropriate celebratory thing to somebody for like essentially minority celebrations. In other words, the dominant religion in the United States is Christianity, right?
right. and then they want to say right. happy holidays. But like, you know, I'll say happy Rosh Hashanah to Jewish friends, like, you know, because it's appropriate. It's during Rosh Hashanah. So I don't see why you can't. I mean, you can say happy Hanukkah to your Jewish friends, too. I don't see the harm in saying Merry Christmas. And then
I just think it's, I agree, and it's all this political correctness. I think it's pot with shit, personally. I really do.
Yeah.
Just think it's disgusting.
Yeah. Yep. I think so too. I think so too. Well, I love you guys. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's so, I kind of wish Top Dog and my dad could hang out more.
Why don't we patch them on a call? And
oh
like
God.
Have one of them say happy holidays as they're like as they're explaining it, and have the other one go Merry Christmas. What? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Yeah, I like it. And then they just start going, it's bullshit, you know, this fucking political correctness.
Yeah, I feel like they just don't know that they have so much in common, these two. I think because like your dad's like the family guy and my dad's not, mm-hmm. that they assume that they don't have shit in common. But
well, they do. And we certainly, we're not trying to bring down that Christmas cheer by this conversation. We want you to be nothing but happy.
Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing.
This
it's
is
Dominic the Donkey.
You introduced me to that song.
I love Dominic the Donkey, the Italian.
Donkey.
Oh, the donkey. I think it's one of the stupidest Christmas songs of all time. And also,
so,
it's my favorite. It's absolutely one of my favorites, Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey.
When you say it's your favorite Christmas song.
One of them.
One of your favorite ones. But is it as good, do you believe, as this little gem?
Hey, player, what you gonna
come on.
Oh, nothing as good as this. Come on! I like this one too.
Tootsie Roll, man.
I like the robot sound.
Such a jam.
Such a beautiful song.
That is a beautiful Christmas song. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
That one, and then, you know what's interesting? Your mother actually sent in something to us, and I usually don't.
Why did you label this Tommy singing?
Well, it's really cute. I wanted to surprise you. Your mom sent me this audio. It's so special, you guys. This is Tommy singing in his Christmas pageant, I believe,
what?
In fifth grade. Yeah. Can you believe I got the audio?
Fifth grade.
Yeah. You remember you did like a Christmas pageant?
No.
You played Baby Jesus?
No.
And you sang?
In fifth grade.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
You were a little larger than Jesus as an infant, but they still put you in the crib and
that's
you
ridiculous.
Sang. You don't remember singing?
No.
Well, why don't you play the audio? Maybe you can remember. It'll jog your memory.
Okay.
I love you singing.
I have no idea what this
song.
Is.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus?
You're so good.
That is so stupid.
And you're so good.
Daddy will leave.
Cha cha cha.
Mamacita. Ooh. Oh, where is Santa Claus?
You don't know. I love your accent.
I look for him because it's Christmas Eve. I know that I should be the sleepy, but maybe he's not. Hoping to
what
see
the fuck
him
is this?
Play.
Your English wasn't very good back then.
I hope he won't forget to crack his castanets and to his reindeer say, oh Pancho, oh Vixen,
hey.
Oh Pedro, oh Blitzen,
Pedro.
Ole, 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 ole,
cha, cha, cha.
Mamacita.
This is so cute, Tommy. You're so cute.
Donde está Santa Claus? But maybe he's not far away.
So racist.
The sleeping.
So out of the window, I'm peeping.
Peeping.
Hoping to see him in his sleigh.
It's so cute. You were so good.
You're such
I
a
hope
jerk.
He won't forget to crack his castanets and to his reindeer say, oh Pancho, oh Vixen, oh Pedro, oh Blitzen, ole, ole, ole.
Well, they have really different names for the reindeer, huh?
Well, you tell me. This is back in Mexico where you were born.
Excuse me?
You don't remember singing this?
In fifth grade?
Yeah.
No.
It's Christmas Eve. Oh, where is Santa Claus?
So cute.
He's the sleeping.
All right, mamacita. Oh. I go sleep now.
He's so cute.
That's very cute. That's FIFO if he were a Mexican little boy.
I should be the sleeping. It's so racist, the sleeping. He knows not to say that.
Oh, there was a songwriter who was like, we're going to change up the lyrics a little bit here.
The sleeping.
What do you mean, mister? Shouldn't I say I know I should be sleeping? No, you're going to cute it up, but a little spicky, though, too.
You know Webster?
You know, they don't know that you know how to fucking talk, so you say the sleeping kid. Yeah, okay, Mr. White Man.
Doesn't he sound like Ricky Ricardo Jr.?
Yeah.
Is it? I bet it's Cuban, right? It probably
I have no
like
idea. I thought it was me in fifth grade.
Well, it is, but
in Mexico, like you said.
Did you do Christmas pageants when you were a kid? Like the school made you do like Christmas plays and shit.
I really don't have a recollection of doing that.
I went to a Lutheran school, and every year they pull you out of class starting in like the beginning of December, and you'd rehearse every day, singing these stupid fucking songs and.
I pulled this up the other day because I kept quoting that thing. There's two things we've been saying to each other from Goodfellas. One is like, I do a lot of fucking favors for you. Remember that?
Yeah.
So I found that.
Oh, good.
Here's the clip. I keep that movie is so quotable. You can just say things it's 1,000 best, times, dude. But this is great.
The only thing is she won't go out with me alone, you know?
No.
No what?
No.
Know what, Henry? Who the fuck asked you anything? I didn't even ask you anything. At least wait to hear what I'm going to say.
All right, what?
Okay, what? She don't want to go out with Italians alone. She's prejudiced against Italians. Fucking believe that? In this day and age, what the fuck is this world coming to? I can't believe this. Prejudice against a Jew broad. Prejudice against Italians. Anyway, she won't go out with me alone. Unless her girlfriend comes with us, so I figure you come along and go out with her girlfriend.
See, I know it.
You knew what? See what? What the fuck is wrong with that?
What is this?
Tomorrow night.
I can't tomorrow night. I gotta meet Tootie.
You could meet Tootie. You could fucking come early and then
Tommy,
still go.
Tommy, why do you always do this?
Remember that fucking Tommy shit? What the fuck I asked you for, Henry? I'm asking you for a favor. I do a lot of fucking favors for you, don't I? I'm trying to bang this fucking broad. You wanna help me out?
I do a lot of fucking favors for you, don't I?
I can't stop quoting that. And the other one, when they go to Tommy's mother's house.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we're talking about the painting?
Yeah. One goes this way.
The other guy's like, what do you want from me?
That's so stupid.
That one.
One guy goes this way.
It's so good.
And the guy goes the other way.
This guy goes this way. This guy, that and my favorite line, I think my favorite line from the whole film is he's like, we need to borrow this knife, Ma.
Yeah.
He's like, there's a deer in there. And then he's like, what is it, the paw? And then De Niro goes, hoof.
Yeah.
That's it. He goes, the hoof.
You know what we should do? We should have a mafia movie day on Christmas. Let's watch Goodfellas and like The Godfather.
Okay.
Yeah?
I like that.
I'm due for a Godfather marathon because I've been watching The Sopranos again. And that they reference that movie all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, yeah, we just need to bring it back, though, you know.
Well, the poor thing, you know, I hit him in his, we hit the deer in his paw, what do you call it?
The paw.
The paw. Big hoof. The hoof got caught in the grill. I got to hack it off.
Ooh.
Ma, it's a sin. You got to leave it there, you know. So, anyway, I'll bring your knife back if they do that. Anyway.
You're such a sociopath. Ma, it's a sin. There's a guy who's fucking shot and kicked and beaten in his trunk right now. They're eating dinner.
I know they stopped to have spaghetti at Mom's.
Well, she was insisting. They're like,
all right.
Except for Jimmy. Jimmy can't eat. He's right. Like,
oh. Thank you. Why don't you get yourself a nice girl?
I get a nice one almost every night, Ma.
Yeah, but get yourself a girl so you could settle down.
You know that's Scorsese's mom, right?
No, I didn't know that.
That's his mother, yeah.
Oh, that's why I settle down almost every night, but then in the morning I'm free. I love you. I want to be with you.
Why don't you settle down?
How's your friend, Henry, there? Henry, what's the matter? You don't talk. This man, he would never talk. He would just sit there all night, not say a word.
I'm skipping ahead because I want to get to the painting. The painting is the one. I don't know how that popped into your head all of a sudden.
I don't know either.
This is how like iconic this movie is. We haven't watched this movie in forever, and you go, remember the painting?
Yeah.
What do they say?
Because of the dog. I was looking at FIFO thinking about that painting.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, I looked at
one dog goes this way, one dog goes that way. This guy's like, what do you want from me? It's great.
So stupid.
Let's see. Where is it? Right here.
Look at this.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I like this one. One dog goes one way, and the other dog goes the other way.
One is going east, and the other one is going west. So what?
And this guy's saying, what do you want from me? Guy's got a nice head of white hair. Look how beautiful with the dog. It looks the same.
Looks like somebody we know.
Me without the beard. No, it's him. Oh, it's him. Holy.
They're enjoying that it looks like Billy Bats, who's in the trunk.
They just killed,
Who's actually still alive.
Oh, but
They think he's dead, or you know, he should be dead.
You know what's funny? My ex,
Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas. My ex stepfather, who is a sociopath as well, would act that way. Like after he just got somebody, he would joke about it around the house. Like, fucking screw this guy out of $100 or whatever, and he would like brag about it.
Yeah, when you brag about that, it's not a good sign.
Yeah, it's a true sign of a psycho is when they brag about like hurting somebody or screwing somebody over. It's great.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Do you
This sleeping.
Some memories of that family, my mother's side and my stepdad. My mother stopped cooking dinners for my family from my stepsisters and I because she was convinced that we didn't appreciate it.
Okay.
She was like, you fucking don't give a shit about the food I cook. So she insisted that we go to the Mandarin Tiger in the Valley, which is a Chinese restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And then we would spend Christmas Day at the Mandarin Tiger.
What?
Eating like lo mein and beef with broccoli because my mother refused to cook for my sisters and I.
There's nothing. Here's the worst thing ever.
So fucked up.
Two things. One, I don't care what your stance is on the happy holiday Christmas thing is, but it's a Christmas tree. Fuck the holiday tree.
What? They call it a holiday tree?
Absolutely.
Hell to the no.
That's this other thing. The new thing is
that's
stupid. It's a holiday tree because you don't want to offend somebody that doesn't celebrate Christmas. So you know what that fucking tree is called.
Yeah, come on.
And you can go fuck yourself and everybody in your family.
Fuck yourself.
If you think that it's anything but a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I agree.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
the other thing that sucks, looking back, is when you look back on holidays where you had to go somewhere, do something, or eat something that you didn't enjoy, it ruins your holiday.
I
fucking hate that.
I got to tell you.
So I'm miserable thinking about you having to have lo mein.
You know what? That wasn't even the worst part. The worst part is when your parents are divorced and you're a kid and then you have to shuttle between the two houses.
Oh, right.
Usually, most people have to do this now as an adult anyway. You go to your in-laws and then the same day you got to fucking go across town to go to your cousins and then you got to go. It's like, you know what, man? I can't do it. Mm. I'm exhausted. Like this year, you and I, we're only home for 72 hours before we go out again. So we're like, well, my dad's going to come over here. We're just going to do like steaks, casual Christmas, bada boom, bada bing.
I'm a real big fan now of the saying that you're welcome to come to our place, but we're not coming to your place.
Negative.
And that goes for almost everybody. I know, like when they're like, we're going to, you know, you should come. Nope.
Nah. Uh-huh.
You want to come down here? No? Yeah, we don't want to go to your place either.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I spent my whole life doing that. I literally have spent my entire life shuttling between two homes, at a minimum two different houses on this holiday, stressed out, feeling guilty. Mom wants you to be there on Christmas Eve, but so does dad. But your stepmom cooked something. Now there's, you know, there's so much drama around where you spend it. It's like, fuck it, dude. Yeah. You can't make everybody happy. You just can't. It's going to be worse when we have a kid one day and then you have to really fucking make the rounds. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, that kid's going to learn something. And the kid's going to learn that we stay home on the holidays.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Like, well, invite people over. That's fine.
Yeah, we're going to be those people.
We're not going anywhere.
I prefer to stay home always.
And this kid will learn that the best song to ever play on Christmas is this one.
Oh, shit. I already know it by the jingle.
Such bad motherfuckers. The older I get, the more I'm like, Run DMC, there's some bad,
it's a shit,
just the ultimate b-boy fucking real hip-hop shit.
They started this shit. They fucking invented this, dude.
This song too, this is actually a really good song.
It's a jam.
It's not like, hey, play what you want.
What you gonna get? No, it's dope. You know what I remember? The first time I heard this, I was like a kid because this came out when we were children.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. And I remember going, is it chicken and collard greens, he says?
I think so.
It's something and collard greens. And I remember going, what the fuck are collard greens? Like, I never heard of that in L.A. growing up here.
Oh, right. Yeah,
We certainly didn't have. And he says macaroni and cheese for dinner. I'm like, what? On Christmas? Who does that? That's so like American, huh?
Yeah.
We never had that shit. We had like fish soup, which is traditional Hungarian.
Jesus.
It's so disgusting, dude.
Get out of here and don't ever make that.
Oh, I hated it. Yeah, it's
certainly not as a celebration. Oh. You do it as a punishment.
Yeah, fish soup, and my grandmother used to suck the eyeballs out of the fish.
All right, what are you trying to do?
And then you have duck, because my dad liked duck or goose, you know? And then, you know, potatoes and other traditional Hungarian shit, red cabbage.
Who sings the jam you like? What's the one?
The waitresses.
The waitresses, that's right.
Christmas rapping.
That's right.
I love that Run DMC song, though.
It's a good one.
Dude, do you remember when the video came out when you were a kid and you were like, what the? This is the fucking coolest thing ever. They're fucking with Santa Claus and they're like hip hop and.
Yeah.
As
far as I know, and I could be definitely wrong, is the first song like of that nature to come. Like, it's the first actual like cool Christmas song, right? Was there ever a cool Christmas song before that? Not really.
No.
I mean, like, cool bands and singers did versions of Christmas songs, but this is an actual original piece that's like, oh, it's actually like, you know, you could dance to their Christmas song.
It's not fucking Dominic the Donkey.
Right. Or the one that I sang when I was in fifth grade.
Right, that's true.
So rude.
That one was so weird. I didn't know you had such a good singing voice back then. You should have stuck with that.
You know.
Mamacita.
It's like, it's not happy holidays. It's fuck your mother. Merry Christmas.
Fuck your mother, Merry. Oh, fuck your mother.
Yeah. Herman Top Dog, 100% on board on that one.
I know, dude. Who knew?
So funny, man.
What else do we have on? Oh, you have this candy that you hang on your tree called Salonzucor. It's like gelatin candy wrapped in chocolate.
I thought you were looking at something over there.
No, I'm just remembering. What? I'm remembering. It's a jelly candy wrapped in chocolate, and then you hang it on the tree. But then you eat it out, and you leave the wrapper on, so it looks like there's candy.
Oh.
Yeah. All kinds like of that. Traditions.
That's great. We'll do that sometime.
Yeah. Did you find my special song?
Yeah.
My outro song?
Yeah.
I can't wait. I love the song so much.
Well, we hope you love it, too.
Yeah. It's The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping.
Guys, it's been a fun year. We really enjoyed doing the show.
I know. Can you believe it?
Thank you.
One more episode, and then it's the new year, right?
We do.
Or two.
We do one on, we have one Friday, right?
Yeah.
So that's the 27th. You hear me?
Uh-huh. And then we come, yeah.
And then there's New Year's show.
And then it's the new year, so that's that. So then we have only one more.
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
I think the New Year's show might end up being a live show, something like that. We don't know yet.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
You could be surprised on New Year's. That's all
something,
I'm saying.
Maybe a Christmas present for you guys. I don't know.
For you, the little mommy.
I don't know.
I don't know. But thank you all for listening to our show. Please visit yourmomshousepodcast.com. You can see all our live dates.
Yeah. Oh, and Christina Comedy. I just redid my site. There's all kinds of new pretty things.
Cool. Oh. And DC, we're coming. So if you're in the DC area, we're doing shows the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 31st.
Word.
To your mom.
Follow all us right. on Twitter at Christina P. at Tom Segura.
All right.
We love you.
FIFO says Merry Christmas. Hey, guys.
Merry Christmas, guys. Happy Chanukah. We love you.
Suck my balls, guys.
That's. He's such
bitch,
a rude dog.
Suck my, I fucking hate Christmas.
FIFO, why would you hate Christmas?
Because I do.
All right. Well, it's your prerogative. I love you, FIFO.
All right. We love you. Bye, guys.
Bye, meows.
Thank you. see.